Good day and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. No matter what you think about guns, whether you are an enthusiast of Second Amendment rights or somebody who thinks maybe we shouldn't have as much freedom around firearms, I think everybody can agree that gun violence is an enormous problem in this country. Compared with other Western countries in particular, America has by far the most gun violence, homicides, suicides, gun accidents, things that do not happen in anywhere near the kind of frequency they do here in other countries. And there's a simple reason for that. There's just a lot of guns in this country. More guns, in fact, than there are people. And there is relatively little legislation that constrains gun access. National and state lawmakers have been slow to solve this problem, in part because we have a constitutional amendment that protects gun ownership. Recent gun safety law legislation signed by President Joe Biden expands background checks for some and enlarges an existing law that prevents abusive partners from owning guns. But on the day today, those steps likely won't do much to resolve gun violence in our schools, our churches, all over our streets. There's an idea, though, that has some currency, both domestically and abroad. It's a gun buyback program. The idea that if you offer people money for their weapons, a fair number of them might just turn guns in. This Saturday, parts of Oakland County are going to do a voluntary buyback program. In Southfield, Royal Oak, Auburn Hills, and Ferndale, people can turn their guns into the police and get money in return. The policy was spearheaded by a few Oakland County commissioners. We want to talk about this gun buyback program, and we've got two people here who are helping to make it happen. Reverend Chris Yaw is the rector of St. David's Episcopal Church in Southfield. His church will be one of the sites where people can give up their guns. Reverend Yaw, welcome to Detroit Today.
Stephen, thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Also here with us is Southfield Police Chief Elvin Barron. Chief Barron, welcome to Detroit Today.
Yes, sir. And again, thank you for the invitation as well.
Yeah. So, Chief, I'm going to start with you. Where did the idea of gun buybacks come from? And also, I know that you have not always been so excited about these kinds of programs. So tell me what changed your mind eventually to come around to think that this is a good way to get some guns off the streets.
Well, gun buyback programs have actually been around for some time. And as you know, I did 21 years with the city of Detroit, and we did gun buyback programs there as well. As a individual who oversees a police department, my initial mindset was that gun buybacks would not be effective because they are criminals who would never turn in their weapon because that's their tool. But as I started to be more open-minded, I realized that gun buyback can be effective because we have an opportunity to get guns off the street and not in the wrong hands, such as we see nationally and locally, many children are getting hold of unsecured weapons by irresponsible gun owners, and then tragedies happen. And so at this point, I'm supportive of the program. I've watched what they've done in Houston, Texas, where they were able to get over 800 guns off the street. And then you got to ask yourself the question, out of that 800 guns, how many potentially could have fallen into the wrong hands to done harm to our children?
Yeah. So talk about how this works, the practical end of maybe I'm a gun owner and I want to get rid of the firearm. How do I participate, Chief?
Well, whether you're a gun owner or a example of maybe a loved one passes away and they were gun owners.
Right, and you end up with it.
You may not necessarily want to hold on to that weapon or know what to do with it. This is an opportunity to not only turn that gun in for proper disposal, but also it's incentivized by a monetary contribution. So you can come to one of the sites that we're doing the program in. We ask that you leave the gun in the trunk of your car, and we will remove it from the trunk of the vehicle and provide you with a gift card incentive. So a handgun, $100 gift card, a shotgun or a long gun, $200 gift card, and any assault weapon, $300 gift cards.
Wow. So, Reverend Yaw, I want to bring you in here. Tell me about your church and your church's involvement in this program. How did that start?
Well, Stephen, thank you. And it is at St. David's Episcopal Church there in Southfield. Chief Barron and I have been friends for years. And I think one of the things we decided to do as a parish this year, Stephen, was to count the number of people in Oakland County who died by gun violence. And we would count them, and then we would make up kind of these tombstone markers and put them on the lawn so that we would have white ones for children. We would have gray ones for homicide. We would have black ones for suicides. And it's October now, so we've had 8-9 months of doing this. If you go on our back lawn and take a look, you'll be overwhelmed by the number of black tombstones. In other words, this is what the gun buyback is about. If 2/3 to 3/4 of your population are using guns on themselves, then I am, of course, concerned about crime and gang members and people who, you know, are committing crimes with them. But it is not a good thing to have in your house. If you're a male, you're 8 times more likely to commit suicide than if you're not a gun owner. Mm. If you're a female gun owner, you're 35 more times more likely to commit suicide with a gun than if you're not. And so access, it's been proven time and again that easy access to firearms is an issue. It's virtually every study that's investigated this question has found that ready access to a gun is a major factor for suicide. And so when you look at the vast majority of those gun deaths happening in our county, in our area, self-inflicted, what can we do then to stop that ready access? I mean, I listened to your introduction, Stephen. Half of the guns in the world that are in civilian hands are in this country.
Wow.
We wonder why suicide is it 10th now, maybe 10th or 11th in terms of a cause of death here in this country? Number one cause of death with children, as Chief Barron was saying. So I think that any person of faith has compassion when they hear these. And so we set up this memorial in the backyard, and people walk by and they're like, oh my gosh, what are all those black tombstones? Because we all know the statistics, but when you see it displayed like this, you say, oh my goodness. You know, and so as a Christian community, as Christians, that, you know, our model is somebody who has compassion and love for the world, we have to say, gosh, what can we do? And a gun buyback, as imperfect as it is in many ways, it does two things. It gets those guns, I don't even say off the streets, because they're many times not on the streets. They're in a drawer somewhere, or they're in a shoebox. It gets them out of a home. And secondly, it keeps the issue in the public eye, that people are talking about it, that this is an issue, because, you know, this is such a big issue. It's not going to be solved by one person or one movement. It's going to take a lot of people over a lot of time from all political leanings to come together and say, you know, we need to find a way to solve this.
Yeah. Reverend Yaw, something you just said really, really struck me. You're talking about marking the number of people in Oakland County who are killed each year through gun violence. And I think for a lot of people that might be surprising, right, that there is a mm-hmm. fair amount of gun violence, whether it's suicide or homicide in Oakland County. Mm-hmm. People think of Oakland County as, you know, the suburbs. It's different mm-hmm. from Detroit. It absolutely is. There's no question that there's not a fair comparison between the violence we live with here and what you experience there. But it's important to note that even when we're talking about suicides, gun violence is a serious issue in places like Oakland County.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the biggest incident that put this issue on the map for us in the last year, it was in Oxford, right?
Yep.
Some place that you would never think this would happen. But yeah, you're exactly right.
Chief, what is this going to look like on Saturday? What is your goal in terms of, I guess, number of guns, or your best guess as to how many people will show up and turn in guns?
Well, we're hoping that we get a significant turnout. It's important to continue to alert the community, and that's why I'm so honored to be on your show, another mechanism for spreading the word. Because it doesn't matter what county you live in, come to the gun buyback with the weapon. We will take it. Whether you're Wayne County, Oakland County, it does not matter. Show up, bring the weapon, receive the incentivized gift cards, and we will be very appreciative of that. Because again, our children are dying locally and nationally because of unsecured weapons, and our children find them. You try to hide a gun under a mattress, in a drawer, under a pillow. That does not work. The children locate these guns for whatever reason, and then they play with them, and then tragedy happens. So please encourage, spread the word. Gun buyback, 4 locations: St. David's Episcopal Church, Royal Oak Police Department, Auburn Hills Police Department, and Ferndale's City Hall's parking lot is where the sites are.
Yeah. Okay, let's get going on the phones here. We're talking with Chief Barron of the Southfield Police Department and also with Reverend Chris Yaw, who's rector of St. David's Episcopal Church in Southfield, about the gun buyback program October 22nd in Oakland County. Give us a sense of what you think of these kinds of programs. What do you think are solutions to the gun violence that we all live with in this state and in this country? Are you somebody who has a gun that you would rather not have in your household and maybe thinking about going to participate in the gun buyback? As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation that way. Reverend Yaw, I wonder if you can talk about in your congregation the way this issue resonates, and if there are specific examples, perhaps, of people, families struggling with losses from gun violence.
You know, Stephen, I think that's the wonderful thing about our congregation is that we're like a lot of congregations, gatherings of Christians for whom this has not been a huge deal. We have not had a massive shooting in our church. We've not had people, you know, as Chief Barron was describing, involved in a terrible accident with children. We simply have had that conviction that, you know what, how much is going to be too much before we can, you know, we can start getting a handle on this? Over the last 10 years, we have seen an increase in gun deaths of about, I think it's 10 or 11%. I mean, this is an increasing problem. You've talked about in previous shows, the number of people buying guns has increased over the last administration. Mm-hmm. People have just been, you know, the gun companies are making a lot of money. Why? Because people are scared. And so I think my congregation, really in trying to model the compassion of Jesus, saying, you know what, we're really not one way or the other in terms of for or against, you know, your Second Amendment's rights. We're just a normal gathering of Christians who, you know, we have a food pantry and we collect coats in the winter and that kind of thing. But this problem is so overarching that we didn't have an incident or a specific death in the congregation. We just said, you know what, this is really a public health issue. And I will also say that our bishop, Bishop Bonnie Perry, has raised this as one of her big issues to deal with during her episcopate. She's just started 2 years ago and has challenged congregations to take this mantle on. So really, with our leadership from our bishop and I think just an overwhelming disgust with the fact that nothing's being done over such an egregious problem has led to this.
Yeah. Chief, we've got a question on Twitter. Emily asks, if you can address whether illegally owned guns can be bought back. If so, can individuals take advantage of the buyback without fear of arrest? We all know that the biggest problem we have is guns that are illegally owned. I think the second biggest problem actually is the nexus between legal ownership and illegal ownership. In other words, that guns start out being legally owned and then end up being illegally owned. But address that question about what if I have an illegal gun? Can I go turn it in on Saturday?
And the answer to that is yes, we're receiving all weapons. And let me add this other component. So Southfield Police Department, we're partnering with Lathrop Village on our project. And that's why we got a hold of Father Yaw. The doors are open. We got a soft site, if you will, for individuals who may not necessarily want to go to a police department, but come to the church and turn in their weapon. And so, yes, bring those weapons in, whether legal or illegal, and we will properly dispose of that weapon.
Again, 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation that way. Okay, Chief Barron and Reverend Yaw, it was really great to have both of you here. Talk really quickly again about the details. October 22nd, come out and sell your guns. Is that right, Chief?
Yes, sir. Again, Saturday, October 22nd, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., four locations, St. David's Episcopal Church in Southfield, Royal Oak Police Department, Auburn Hills Police Department, and the City of Ferndale City Hall parking lot. Bring the weapons. We're not running people's names. We're going to ask for an ID. Provide your weapon. Leave it in the trunk. We'll remove it from the trunk and safely dispose of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for being here on Detroit Today, and congratulations on the great idea. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to move away from guns, talk about politics, something we're talking about seems like every day right now in the run-up to the November 8th elections. Next, we are going to have a conversation with 13th Congressional District Democratic candidate Sri Tanadar. Stay with us for more Detroit Today.